Shalom to all, and you are listening to the Quick Parsha presented daily by Our Parsha. And today we're going to be learning the second only in Parshas Vayetze. That's Perek Chav Tes Pasuk Aleph. And the pasuk says, "Vayisa Yaakov Raglav." Yaakov lifted his feet. Vayelach Arts Bnei Kedem, and he went to the land of the people of the east. Let's see Rashi over here. Pasuk Aleph. Vayisa Yaakov Raglav. Mishen Hisbaser B'Sayro Tova. Once he had this good news from Hashem, Shehovtach B'Shmira, that he was promised that Hashem was going to watch him. Nasa Liba Yisraglav and Nasa Kal Lechas. His heart lifted his feet, and it became easy to walk. Kach Mefresh Bereshis Rabba. Back to Chumash Pasuk Beis. Vayar and he saw. Vihine Be'er Basada. There was a well in the middle of the field. Vihine Sham. And there was three flocks of sheep crouching by it, because from this well all the flocks would be watered. And there was a great stone on top of the be'er. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Beis. That means that the shepherds would water the flocks, and the Pasuk speaking in a short language. Back to Chumash Pasuk Gimel, and all the flocks would gather over there, meaning all the shepherds with their flocks, and then they would roll the stone from on top of the be'er and water the sheep. And then return the stone back on top of the well. Yaakov asked them, "Achai, my brothers, me'ayinatem, where are you from?" And they said, "Mecharon anachnu, we're from Charon." So he told them, "Haydatim es Lavan ben-Nachor? Do you know Lavan ben-Nachor?" And they said, "Yadanu, yes, we know him." So he asked them, "Hashalim loy, is all well with him?" And they said, "Shalim, all is well." And see, Rachel his daughter, and she's coming with the sheep. And he said, "Hein oid hayem gadol, behold, the day is still great. Loy es hayos of hamikne, it's not time to gather the sheep. Go water the sheep and go back out to graze." Vayemer, so they said, "Loy nuchal, we're not able to do that. Ad asher yosvu kol ha'adarim v'galus ha'evan me'alpia be'er, until all the flocks gather, then we can roll the stone from on top of that be'er, v'shkinu ha'tzayin, and then we can water the sheep." Let's see Rashi v'hir pasuk zayin, "Hein oid hayem gadol, l'fisha ra'isim ra'ivtsim," he saw everyone was crouching by the well, "kosavar sh'ra'itsim lesva mikna'a b'aysa v'lo yiru'id," he thought they were trying to gather all the flocks and they're going to go back home and they're not going to graze the sheep anymore. Amar lahem, so he asked them, "Hein oid hayem gadol, there's still a lot of time left to the day, climber," meaning to say, if you're being hired by the day, you haven't completed your entire day's work, and if they're your animals, even so, it's still not time to gather them in, so you should continue grazing. They answered him, the reason why everyone's gathered so early is because we can't water the sheep, because the stone is so large, we have to wait till everyone gathers, and only then, all together, we're able to roll the stone off of the well. So back to Chumash Pasuk Tes, he was still speaking to them, and Rachel had come with the sheep that belonged to her father, because she was a shepherd. And it was when Yaakov saw Rachel, the daughter of Lavan, the brother of his mother, and the sheep of Lavan, the brother of his mother, and Yaakov approached and he single-handedly rolled off the stone that was on top of the well, and he watered the sheep of Lavan, the brother of his mother. And Yaakov kissed Rachel, and he raised his voice and he cried. And Yaakov told Rachel that he's the brother of her father, that he's the son of Rivka, and she ran and she went to tell her father. Let's just see Rashi over here. Pasuk Yud, Yaakov approached and then he rolled off the stone by himself, like someone taking the cover off of a jug, to teach you how strong Yaakov was. Pasuk Yud Alfin Rashi, he cried, that's because he saw Barucha Kodesh, he's not going to be buried with her. Another reason why he cried, that's because he came empty-handed. Amar, he said to himself, Eliezer, Eved Avi Abba, the Eved of my grandfather, Hayu Biyadav Nizam Mutzmidim Mikdanas, he had many wonderful things with him when he came. Va'ani Ein Biyadi Klum, I have nothing with me. Why is it that he had nothing with him? Lefisha Radav Elifaz ben Esav Mitzvahs Aviv Achrav Lahargai, that's because Elifaz, the son of Esav, ran after him because of his father's command to kill him. Visigoi, and he actually caught up to Yaakov, Lefisha Gadal Elifaz Bechekel Shel Yitzchak, since Elifaz grew up with Yitzchak, Mashach Yadai, so he prevented himself from killing Yaakov. Amar Loi, so he asked Yaakov, what am I supposed to do? My father commanded me I have to kill you. How can I get away with not killing you? Amar Yaakov, so Yaakov told him, tell Mashabiyadi, take everything I have, and someone who's poor is considered like he's dead, so it's like you killed me. So now Yaakov comes empty-handed, so he's crying that he had nothing to give Rachel. Yudbez and Rashi, he said, that he is the brother of her father, which really means Karvlavia, he's a relative of her father. Again, he wasn't the brother of her father, he was the nephew. Umadrashi, the Medrash explains, he's saying, if he wants to come and he wants to try to deceive me and trick me, gam ani achiv b'ramayis, I'm also his brother when it comes to trickery, vim adam kasherhu, but if he's a good straight man, gam ani ben Rivka, I'm also the son of Rivka, achos ha'ksheira, his good kasher sister. Vatagei Lavia, she went to tell her father, why didn't she tell her mother, lefisha ima mesa, because her mother had passed away, v'lo ha'ilo l'hagid el'oloi, and she only was able to tell her father, she couldn't tell her mother. Back to Chumash Pasuk Yud Gimel, v'hikesh ma'a lovin es shema Yaakov ben achosai, it was when Lavin heard the news that Yaakov, the son of his sister, had come, v'yartz l'krosai v'chabik lo'i v'nash Ishaklai. He ran out to greet him and he hugged him and he kissed him. He brought him to his house. Lavan is called Rama'ila, and he related to Lavan everything that happened to him. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Yud Gimel. Vayarts Lekrasai. Why is it that he ran to greet him? Kasavar Mamun Huton. He thought that he had a lot of money. Shari Evid Abayas Balakan Basar Gamalam to Unim. That's because the servant of the household, referring to Eliezer, had come with 10 camels loaded with good. Vayichabek. Why did he hug him? Kshalai Ra Imai Klum. When he saw that there was nothing with him, Amar, he told himself, Shemazahuvim Hevi. Perhaps he brought a lot of gold. Vahinam Bechekai. And he's hiding them in his clothing. Vayinashikal. He kissed him. Why did he kiss him? Amar, he said, Shem Ragalias Hevi. Vahim Befiv. Perhaps he brought some pearls, some precious jewels, and he's hiding them in his mouth. By Saper Lavan, Shloi Ba El Mitoich Einis Achiv, he told Lavan that the only reason why he's there is because his brother forced him out, his brother's going to kill him, Vishanatlu Mani Menu, and that his money was taken from him. Back to Chomesh Pasuk Yod Daled, Vayamalai Lavan, Lavan told him, Ach Atzmi Yusari Ata, nonetheless, you are my flesh and blood, Vayeshev Imai Chedishavim, and he lived with him for a month's time. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Yod Daled, Ach Atzmi Yusari, Me'ata Ainli Laspecha Babayas, really, I shouldn't bring you into my house, Ha'ilva In Biyad Chaklum, because you don't have any money. El Bnei Kurva Tal Bacha Chedishavim, it's only because you're my relative, so I'll let you stay for a month. V'chein asan, that's what he did. V'avzu loy l'chinam, and that wasn't even free either. Shahayu raya tzaynei, that's because Yaakov actually worked for him while he was there that month. He was his shepherd. Back to Chomesh Pasuk Dezvav. V'yemer Lavan liYaakov. Lavan told Yaakov, Hachi achi ata, are you not my brother? V'avatani chinam, and you should work for me for free. Hagida li mamas kortecha, tell me what your wages are. Let's see Rashi v'yer Pasuk Dezvav. Hachi achi ata, l'shain tema, this is an expression of wonderment. V'chi b'shvil sh'achi ata, just because you're my brother, tavdeni chinam, you should work for me for free. What is your wages? You tell me what your wages are and I'll give them to you. Back to Chomesh Pasuk Tezayin. Before we understand what the wages are, so now the Pasuk tells us, Ulovin Shtei Banes. Lovin had two daughters, Shem Hagdela Leah. The name of the older one was Leah, Veshem Haktana Rachel, and the name of the younger one was Rachel. Ve'ena Leah Rakais. In the eyes of Leah, they were soft, they were tender. V'Rachel Hosei Yifas Tayer Yifas Mayra. Rachel, she was beautiful of form and beautiful of appearance. Let's see Rashi of your Pasuk Yodzayin Rakais. Why is the Leah's eyes were tender? Shahisa Svura Lalis Begarel Shah Esav. She thought she was going to end up marrying Esav. Ubachsa, she used to cry all the time. Everyone used to say, Shnei Banim L'Rivka, Ushtei Banis L'Lavan. Rivka has two sons, Lavan has two daughters. Hagdaya L'Gadav Aktana L'Katan. The older one's going to marry the older one, the younger one's going to marry the younger one. And Leah thought she was going to end up marrying Esav, so she used to cry. That's why she had tender eyes. Whereas Rachel, she was Yifas Tayer and Yifas Mara. Tayer over here is Hutsuras Hapartsov. That's the form of the face. L'Shain Yita Reo Basered. And Mara is Hu Ziv Klaster. That's the actual appearance, the shining forth of the actual appearance of the face. So she was very beautiful in both form and appearance. We're going to stop here for the day. Pick up with the third Aliyah tomorrow. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.